Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. White House, do we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
There are none, thank you.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is other business, since we have no minutes to approve this evening. So the first item of other business is Johnsonville Subdivision, Subdivision 2020-20, Final Subdivision Plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for a revision to an existing and previously approved standard subdivision to divide 42.11 acres into 32 single-family lots. The property is located on the northeast and southwest sides of Lawson Road, Sussex County Road 296. At their meeting of Thursday, May 27, 2021, the Planning and Zoning Commission partially approved the preliminary subdivision plan. Specifically, the revision included a reduction of the tree conservation easement from 100 feet in depth to 50 feet in depth to the rear of lots 2, 3, and 4, and 8 through 16. The tree conservation easement, as shown on the revised final subdivision plan approved May 25th, 2016, may now be reduced in depth by a maximum of 50 feet from that currently shown for lots 2 through 4 and lots 8 through 16. However, the tree conservation easement shall remain unchanged for lots 5, 6, and 7 so that hunting rights for adjoining property owners are not impacted. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. Tax parcels District 234, Map 21, Parcel 141, District 234, Map 21, Parcel 394 through 425. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay, I have so we're good at the 100 foot. I was looking at it and for some reason lost my mind and couldn't really, it looked like 80 feet and then it's more behind that. So there's more than 100 feet between 5 through 7 and the trees.
Correct. So, and that was governed in the revised conditions of approval and that's all being checked. And this is the end result.
Great. Is there any way that is this put in the deeds or the covenants or something so that somebody doesn't come in and just say, oh, whoopsie, I cut down all my trees? How do we?
It will be recorded. So okay. It'll be recorded in the recorder of deeds and there's clear verbiage on the drawing that explains the intent and the purpose of why that is shown on the plan. So it will be recorded and that will be picked up.
Okay. So if somebody starts hunting and somebody says you can't do that, we can say...
Well, I mean, it's much more clear than that because the final site plan is going to be recorded in the recorder of deeds. That's going to be in their chain of title. Anybody who researches the chain of title will see that. Any surveyor, which is going to need to occur when they develop a lot, is going to go look at that final site plan and pull that line. So they will know, and it'll show up on the individual lot surveys, too.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that there was going to be handled. All right, then I make a motion to approve the Johnsonville Subdivision 2020-20.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the Johnsonville Subdivision 2020-20 as final subdivision plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Marlin Chase. This is site plan 21-14 and conditional use number 2207. Preliminary site plan and landscape plan.
This is a preliminary site plan and landscape plan for a proposed development to consist of 75 multifamily dwellings and associated amenities to include a pool, tot lot, pickleball courts, community garden, and dog park to be located on the east side of Cedar Neck Road, Route 357, approximately 0.3 miles north of Hickman Road. Conditional use number 2207 was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, April 27, 2021, and subject to 15 conditions. This was adopted through ordinance number 2772. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcels District 134, Map 9, Parcel 21, 21.03, 21.04, 21.05, and 1227 through 1269. The zoning district is MR, RPC, Medium Density Residential, Residential Plan Community, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Any discussion on this one? Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to Marlin Chase, S21-14 and conditional use number 2207, I make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan and landscape plan.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Marlin Chase site plan 21-14 and conditional use number 2207, preliminary site plan and landscape plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 20-11 H&S Properties LLC revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the establishment of a two-story office addition to an existing one-story building. The plan proposes the relocation of a shed, 7 parking spaces, a standard-sized loading space, signage, and other site improvements. Specifically, the addition is proposed to be 1,571 square feet with 1,384 square feet qualifying as floor area. This plan serves as conditional use number 2190, which was approved on January 7th, 2020. A previous revised preliminary subdivision plan was presented before the Planning and Zoning Commission on June 24th, 2021. This plan was denied as the parking was within the front yard setback, did not comply with condition E. This revision has relocated all parking spaces out of the front yard setback and has shifted the loading space to be located within. The site is located within the Hemlopen Transportation Improvement District, TID, and the agreement with DelDOT has been signed. This revised plan has received all agency approvals aside from the letter of no objection from DelDOT, as it is dependent upon a recorded agreement. The plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval, Tax Parcel District 334, Map 5, Parcel 212. The zoning district is AR1. And it is requested that the applicant has specifically requested preliminary approval and final approval to be granted by staff, as we are just awaiting one agency approval.
I thought this was supposed to be a accounting office. Why do they need a Lodi's?
Deliveries of paper, perhaps. If the commission remembers this one, that it has been redesigned. So
yes, just the they took the parking out of the front setback, which is what we've asked for. And the zoning on this is what is?
It is AR1 with a conditional use.
Conditional use, so whatever the conditions were. Okay. All right, then I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan for S-20-11 H&S Properties LLC with final to be by staff upon the receipt of all agency approval.
A second.
The move and seconded to approve site plan 20-11 H&S Properties LLC revised preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Peninsula 18th on the Bay Residential Plan Community, revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for changes to the proposed unit types and unit totals within the RPC. Specifically, the applicant is proposing an addition of 26 single-family lots, 3 6-unit detached condominiums, 1 5-unit detached condominium, and 2 4-unit detached condominiums. The total number of units after improvements for the entire RPC will be 358 single-family lots, 373 single-family detached condominiums, 250 single-family attached condominiums, and 376 multifamily units. These totals meet the provisions of Ordinance Number 2690 through Change of Zone 1883, which was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, October 8, 2019. Condition 1 was amended to allow for the provision of up to 358 single-family lots. The current ordinance caps the number of units to a total of 1,394 units to include 358 single-family lots, 388 single-family detached condominiums, 270 single-family attached townhomes, and 378 multifamily units. The revised final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. Tax parcels District 234, Map 30, Parcel 313, 314, 315.01, 315.02, 315.03, 0.04, 0.05, 0.06, 0.07, 8, 9, 10, 12, and 13. The zoning district is MRRPC, Residential Planned Community, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to Peninsula 18th on the Bay Residential Plan Community, I make a motion to approve the final site plan.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Peninsula 18th on the Bay Residential Plan Community revised site, final site plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Carried. Motion carries 4-1.
3-1.
I'm sorry. 3-1. 3-1. Okay, our next item is Sodell Concepts Office, Rehoboth, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the establishment of a three-story, 2,903 square feet office building, parking, and other site improvements. The property is located on the southwest corner of Coastal Highway Route 1 and Ann Avenue. The applicant is requesting a reduction in the parking requirements from 24 spaces to 12 spaces. The applicant is also requesting to allow for all 12 spaces to be located within the front yard setback. Otherwise, this plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 20.13, Parcel 27. The zoning is C1 General Commercial Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Just for the record, I'm not going to participate in this one.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So this is not a three-story, 2,903 square foot office building. It's a three-story, 4,000-something square foot office building, correct? I think 2,903 is the footprint on the bottom. But when you look at the plan, it's...
So total proposed office building usable area, 4,752 spaces with 23 employees. And
23 employees.
So correct, the footprint is 2,903 square feet, but the total floor area is nearly 5,000.
Right. I mean, I know that this is the old John Lorraine lot, which...
But if you're having 23 employees with 12 parking spaces...
It's just... go ahead.
No, and that's correct. The code requires 24 parking spaces, so the calculation is shown on the drawing, but the applicant is requesting a modification to the parking requirement down to 12. So code, the starting point numerically is 24.
All right, folks, so we put in 10 pounds of flour in a 5-pound flat bag, you know? I'm like...
It appears that way.
But I mean, if they say that most of these people, in what they wrote,
what's the rationale for asking for the reduction in parking?
There is a letter included. I believe it's the nature in the way this particular use is to operate, that there wouldn't be more than 12 on site at any particular time. But there is a letter.
That is what they stated in the letter, that more often than not, the employees that would fill the facility at that location would not be on site, but they'd be at the restaurants themselves or elsewhere.
So it really wouldn't be 23 employees what we're looking at. Because that doesn't work if you got 23 employees and 12 parking spaces.
Well, I suspect the parking is driven by the square footage of the building. That's how our code's written. So the parking is really determined by the square feet, not the number of employees. Not that that's not important. It is important. It's exactly what we're talking about right now. Just trying to see how they...
Truthfully, the ones that have me most concerned are the two handicap parking spaces right there up against Route 1.
Well,
I mean, just those two parking spaces, not because they're handicapped, but because they're just two parking spaces right up against Route 1.
Yeah, I'm less bothered by that in that area of Route 1, because I think there's a lot of that going on there already.
I think every place there is that way.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think we're going to be able to change that too much now, but that's a significant reduction in the number of spaces.
Well, and that's just the thing, that if there was going to be a 2,000, maybe, you know, 3,000 square foot building and that's it, then I might say, okay, well, you really are only going to have so many people there at a time, but it's a three-story building.
Well, I'm not bothered by the three stories so much as it's just a significant departure. But they do have, I mean, they are allowed to ask for a waiver, which is, of course, is what they're doing. Is there anything else in the, I like to look at the letter, I saw the letter, but I didn't memorize it. Is there anything in there that tells us exactly what the nature is and why it's, or just that the name just says the nature of the way it's used? I'd like to understand a little more about it.
It's on the screens too.
Okay. There are actually two letters. So this is the first letter for the parking in the front yard setback, and then the second letter.
I don't remember this letter. Was this letter in the back?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I missed that one.
Well, I think I must have too.
I also say I don't remember.
Begging the applicant's pardon, but there's a second here.
Oh, I did do this one, I'm sorry.
Okay, commissioners, we can't take testimony during a site plan review. Our choices are, we can accept what's been presented and we can approve it and go on. You can deny it if you want to, or you can defer it and ask for more information and have it put on the agenda, at our next meeting. If you need that information.
I want more information because this is, I don't want to screw up one of the major employers in our area.
Well, I don't think anyone does. I certainly don't, and I don't want to hold them up either, but my concern is if we grant this much relaxation of the requirement on that little bit of information, there will be a parade here, mm-hmm. Okay, to be doing that, okay? So these waivers should not be granted, gratuitously or easily, really, you know?
You know how I feel about these waivers.
I know. And you understand that I'm speaking to the whole commission.
Yes,
some of us are new and haven't been through all this before. So
we need to defer.
I think perhaps the one course of action would be to defer action and to ask the applicant to submit a thorough explanation as to why this should be granted.
I want that, and I want an elevation. I know you don't need it, but I do, just to make my mind feel better.
I understand. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, then I make a motion to defer the Sodell Concepts office in Rehoboth revised preliminary site plan for more information of exactly what the building will use for and the elevation of the building, proposed elevation.
Could I ask you to perhaps phrase that as a thorough, as to have a complete explanation of why this waiver is needed?
Yes, that would be
to be answered. Why? What is it about your operation that requires this, and I'm sure they'll be happy to accommodate it.
Okay, so that is.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on the Sodell Concepts office, Rehoboth, revised preliminary site plan to give the applicant the opportunity to submit the additional information requested. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is a Black Hog Village site plan 18-64, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the establishment of 6 retail buildings totaling 21,818 square feet, associated parking and additional site improvements to be located on the south side of New Road, Sussex County Route 266. The revised preliminary site plan for the site was previously deferred by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, June 24, 2021, pending additional details regarding the proposed outdoor stage shown on the former plans. The applicant has since amended the plans to remove the outdoor stage and has opted not to pursue the outdoor stage as part of the proposal. The stage that was shown on the former plans was discussed previously as a potential amenity and was conceptual only. The site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 76. The zoning is General Commercial C1, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay, so the stage was my big issue with that. For the final site plan, I do want to see a lighting plan, because we don't want to blast the neighbors out with noise. We don't want to blast them out with light either. So, but I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Black Hog Village S18-64.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the Black Hog Village site plan 18-64, revised preliminary site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Bay Health Campus Route 9, site plan 21-10, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the establishment of a 48,500 square feet medical office building, 287 parking spaces, and other site improvements to be located on the northwest corner of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, and Hudson Road, Sussex County, Route 258. The site has an approved change of zone 1866, that was approved by the Sussex County Council on February 5th, 2019, through ordinance number 2632. The revised preliminary site plan was deferred by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, July 28, 2021. The revised preliminary site plan was deferred in order for the applicant to provide more landscaping along Hudson Road, Sussex County Route 258, and the site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 27, Parcel 11.01. The zoning is institutional I-1, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
I've looked through this plan, and this has done what I've asked that it's provided. They have higher, lower. I think it'll protect the people across the street from too much light pollution. And they've said that all the lighting on the building was under the canopy only. So,
good.
So I am happy. Thank you for working with me, everyone. So I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Bay Health Campus Route 9, S2110.
Second. It's moved and seconded to approve Bay Health Campus Route 9 site plan 21-10 as a revised preliminary site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is Beacon Engineering LLC office site plan 21-16, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the establishment of a 1,000 square foot home office, parking, and other site improvements to an existing home site. The property is located on the west side of Cedar Lane, Sussex County Road 318. The conditional use number 2180 was approved by the Sussex County Council on August 3rd, 2019 through ordinance number 2675. This plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. This plan can also be considered for both preliminary and final approval tonight. Tax parcel is District 133, Map 3, Parcel 1. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, regarding Beacon Engineering LLC Office S-21-16, I move for preliminary approval.
It could be preliminary and final.
Final approval by staff. Staff's got it.
Staff's got everything.
Preliminary and final approval.
go.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Beacon Engineering LLC office site plan 21-16 as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the Asbury Borough Pit site plan 21-12 and conditional use number 2227 preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 19.342 more or less acre borough pit and other site improvements to be located on the northwest side of Asbury Road, Sussex County Route 446. Conditional use number 2227 was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020, and adopted through ordinance number 2740. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 231, Map 15, Parcel 8. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, regarding Asbury Borough Pit S-21-12 and CU-2227, I move for preliminary and final site plan approval.
Second.
We move and seconded to approve Asbury Borough Pit site plan 21-12 and conditional use number 2227 as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of Shady Oak DE LLC minor subdivision off a 15-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots. One lot is proposed off an existing driveway and proposed 15-foot wide access easement. Lot 1 is proposed off the easement and contains 1.16 acres, more or less. Lot 2 will have frontage to South Old State Road, Sussex County Road 213, and contains 2.26 acres, more or less. Staff note that the Robbins tax ditch will exist within both parcels, and this right-of-way currently exists 80 feet into each proposed lot, as measured from the top of bank. Staff note a marginal portion of lot one is within a wellhead protection area. The subject property is not located within a transportation improvement district. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel district 135, map 3, parcel 26.03. The zoning is AR1, agricultural residential zoning district, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to Lands of Shady Oak DE LLC, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off 15-foot easement with it's preliminary approval with final approval by staff.
No, that has to come back since it's a subdivision, so it'll have to
come back. It has to come back.
Yep.
So I'm just asking for preliminary approval?
Yeah.
For preliminary approval.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve Lands of Shady Oak DE LLC minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.